This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Wow, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. For the first time in 50 years, they win the Super Bowl. Kansas City scores 3 fourth quarter touchdowns. You heard it there. Thanks to Kevin Harlan for that call in Westwood 1. They erase San Francisco's lead, and again, they win their first Super Bowl in 50 years. I know many of you listening were Kansas City Chief fans, and of course, we did our nail the score thing, and 30-20 they won. Nobody nailed the score. Kate Delaney, if you're just listening to me for the first time, thanks for jumping on board. Like I said, what a wild Super Bowl, really, but this is typical of what we've seen from Pat Mahomes and from Kansas City, frankly, and congratulations to them. It looked like, it didn't necessarily look like, as someone who's covered sports, politics, and business for her whole career, nothing is ever a lock, right? Don't we know that? But it certainly was looking a little bit bleaker for the Chiefs, but this is what they do. They rally. So once again, rallying to the victory. And for Andy Reid, congratulations to him, the coach of KC, his 222nd game for Super Bowl. Sweet. What a very, very big win. Coming up on our Monday show, we'll look at the commercials for fun. There was a funny commercial I thought of Tom Brady, who's very serious and said, well, this is it. And it wasn't at all about him announcing what he was going to do next. And there was a great Google commercial and an Alexa spot, etc. But I won't talk about that too much, just to say that we will look at the commercials on our Monday show. So quickly, the Chiefs rallied from 10 down. I've mentioned this now 3 times. They win their first Super Bowl since 1970. The actual final score, rather, was 31-20. 31-20. So get that number right. 31-20. Meanwhile, some other things that happened over the weekend that I think have people buzzing. Of course, politics-wise, what's happened, what's the latest with what's going on in Washington. And there was so much discord and argument about whether or not there would be witnesses and what was going to happen in the Senate, that it was really just kind of a dark cloud that hung over Friday and into the weekend. So what's happened is, I mean, pretty much, you know, that's it. The voters have to decide. Let the voters decide about the president's future in the Oval Office as we move on from that moment. There was lots of unpredictability, I think. There was certainly some tension, but there always is tension, and this is pretty much how the Senate rolls, and let's face it, how Congress rolls, and what emanates, what I call the tsunami that washes over the rest of us in this country. And if you are just listening to the show for the first time, I like to say we're a slice of what matters to you in your backyard and what matters to me. And I can see that from many of the emails that I've gotten, like this one from Joe, Kate, oh my gosh, the coronavirus. I knew somebody that was in China. It's crazy what's happened there. And now a national emergency, if you will, in the United States. This is pretty scary stuff with this virus, isn't it? Well, it's not national emergency. It's that we're saying that there's cases, and forget about going out, you know, to going to China. China. The United States announced on Friday banning foreign nationals who have been to China from coming into our territories, and Australia did the same thing over the weekend too on Saturday. And of course, the World Health Organization has declared the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. There are no global trade or travel restrictions. They're saying global trade and travel restrictions were necessary, the WHO was, but it's pretty serious when you think SARS killed 800 people. 8,000 were infected, and now the number just keeps climbing up past 200 in China, and in China, certainly, especially in this city in China, it's like lockdown mode. It's very, very, very scary stuff to see. And of course, Beijing is facing a lot of isolation because of the travel restrictions and airlines, and who can blame them, American on down, suspending flights and governments evacuating citizens, which is exactly what we did. So it is a slowdown of the world's second largest economy. And that is a story of concern. I said it's such an easy spread. And there are only a handful of airports that were even allowing flights in because of what was necessary to happen to the people who came in. The another step, this was announced over the weekend, the Department of Homeland Security is warning airline passengers that their flights might be rerouted if someone on board has been in China in the last 14 days. So you could be on a flight, have no idea, because we've got the ninth case confirmed in the United States. And there was even a death, the first death outside of China. So these are serious times and serious concerns. And I'm glad, for one, that this is exactly what's happening, because you cannot allow this to spread even further and obviously to lip over into the United States or some of the other countries, any other countries, frankly, you know, at this point, period, that's the end of it. You know, I'd like to talk about polls, because it's numbers, and manipulating polls is what a lot of people like to do. But it's interesting. I looked at a poll, the NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, and it had Democrats and Republicans, and almost half of the registered voters think the Senate shouldn't vote to remove the president. That was like the latest thing they said. 46 of the registered voters, you know, said support removal. And it is interesting, because what we've been through in this whole impeachment inquiry, and where this ball has bounced, which frankly has been like a schizophrenic bounce all over the room. The Senate rejected witnesses Friday, 51-49. That was the vote that showed that, you know, Senator Mitt Romney from Utah, Susan Collins from Maine, both Republicans, crossing the aisle. But Romney and Collins voted against permitting more documents in a vote that was down party lines, that was 53-47. So, again, it goes to those numbers, that there wasn't enough numbers. You heard exactly, you know, the numbers that I said. We knew this heading into it, 51-49. And the speculation over this is was crazy as to who was going to vote where and what, and, you know, ultimately what that would mean. Now, in the meantime, we've got Iowa caucuses. So who's going to be the opponent against the current president for the Democrats, you know, Donald Trump? Who's going to run against Donald Trump? In the Super Bowl, there were Bloomberg ads. He paid a fortune for them. There were some ads for the president as well. But in Iowa, you know, we're looking at scenarios, because that's this week. And, of course, on the show, we'll keep you up to date on what's going on in Iowa. And, you know, what's being predicted is that Biden probably wins, or Sanders. Well, geez, if you look at what's happening, that's pretty much the way it's playing out. Anyway, stay through. Much more coming up. Congratulations to the Chiefs.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
He says is right. Go to katedelaneyradio.com. You can sign up for my newsletter. That's in the future here for 2020. But some highlights from the show for sure, things you might have missed, and some great resources. I'll be sending them to you if you sign up for it. And then you get a sense of where we're taking the show to, like Ireland this year. We'll be going to Palm Springs, California. We have a fabulous affiliate in Palm Springs, and it's just a fun place to go. I don't know if you haven't been there. Honestly, I would put it on your list. I did get a few emails from Palm Springs, so it's interesting. Looking at it, KGX Real Talk 99.1 FM and 920 AM. Big shout out to all the boys there. Just so nice, and it's. And I got two different emails from people who listened to us there. So one was from Joe, who said, Kate, the coronavirus scares the crap out of me. Can I say crap? You can. And I don't understand this new virus, how one day they're telling us, oh, not as big of a deal. You might want to avoid the ground zero for it, the epicenter. And then more people are dying. And I think you said it best when you had somebody on talking about the scary thing is how easy this is transmitted. And of course the State Department is telling us to consider departing the areas and getting out of China, and that's why they stopped that plane and filled it up with Americans. I think they're not trying to cause a panic, but the more that death
toll climbs, I think the weaker their case for not having a panic becomes. What do you say? Well, I talked about the World Health Organization saying it was a global health emergency. Then the State Department, do not travel to China. So I think that's pretty much hitting you right on the head with that. The fact that you have almost 10,000 people infected now, 9 cases popped up in Taiwan, a 6th case in the U.S., and then I described in the Chicago situation the first person-to-person transfer of that. So I think it is, obviously, it's getting worse. Obviously, it's about stamping out this virus, and there is misinformation that is flying around about it, flying around about cures for it. So, you know, anytime you get something that says, oh, we have a cure for a coronavirus, yeah, just like they did for SARS immediately. But people panic, so they start to look at what they're reading on Facebook or wherever. In fact, Facebook has to remove some of their information for this fake cures and some other misleading things that they have out there. So they're getting rid of photos and videos and all that kind of stuff about the coronavirus because of the fact that it's such becoming at a high level, almost epidemic, and travel is being said not to, you know, State Department saying don't even go there, but even just Facebook is worldwide. So the idea is, hello, stop the misinformation, because you're connecting people to other people, and it's not good if they think that they can get some kind of, like they were talking about drinking bleach, that would cure it. So that's harmful, because, you know, you think who's going to drink bleach, but undoubtedly somebody will panic and think that's what they can do. And, you know, in Hong Kong, they are having a bit of a panic over the coronavirus, and that completely makes sense to me. All right, here's another one from Trooper. I like that. Trooper. Trooper says, yo, Delaney, I dig the show. I like the fact that you kind of pong around, because you're right. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. Give us the hits. Pound it on your opinion. And then can we move on and not constantly talk about it? So my question to you is, like you, I am a content junkie, and I am a news hound and political hound and sports hound. So this is the time to escape sports. But is it? How about Super Bowl ads and Bloomy spending a bunch of money? Do you know how much he spent for Super Bowl ads? He spent $11 million, which is, I don't know, like $100 for him. $11 million of his own money, 60-second Super Bowl ad. Think about that. What would that do to you if you had $11 million? But he's one of the richest people in the world, and obviously he's a Democratic candidate, and money is not the thing, so he was able to spend it. There's kind of a clever thing that the Washington Post did, so I love your question, Trooper, because they broke down commercial spots, especially Bloomberg spot, and the fact of what that means, what that's the equivalent of $11 million on his own money, you know, for that. And running an ad-driven presidential campaign would get expensive. He's already spent $250 mil on television and online ads. He's worth $60 billion or more. So he certainly has the money. And the ad has to hit home. But how do you hit it home with a political ad? That's when people, I would think, would kind of turn to the chips and the pizza and everything else, unless it's very, very clever. And speaking of clever Super Bowl ads, by the way, a little sneak peek for you coming up in the Man Cave. We've pulled a few of those Super Bowl ads so you can hear them. There's always a lot of pressure when so much money's on the line, when it costs almost $6 million for a 30-second ad. It is all about how clever can the ad agency be, who do they hire, and how do they pull it all together, because they're hoping to hit a home run and make a statement. Speaking of a statement, got this This one from Mr. Mac. He calls himself Big Mac. So Big Mac says, hey, Kate, I know this is a big weekend with the Super Bowl and all that sort of stuff, but I heard you talking about that drug tunnel. I was fascinated. Thanks for bringing that to us. And I can only imagine what that was like for you traveling around with some Border Patrol agents. And those smuggling tunnels are pretty common, eh? And this one was maybe one of the biggest or worst. Yeah, you know, remember tunnels were big for the Sinaloa drug cartel because El Chapo, he used them to get out of prison. So they haven't made any arrests in connection with this latest one. And what's so weird, but I guess you think of how much territory there is, where do they always come out of? They come out of Tijuana and into San Diego. So this is what this was. It was hidden beneath a small industrial building in Tijuana. And it was long, and it had a railway. I mentioned this the other day. Ventilation, plumbing, the whole thing. And it was the length of 12 football fields. So they were smuggling drugs. There's no doubt about that. It went into an industrial area of San Diego. But nobody was in the tunnel when they discovered it, and mapping it takes a while to be able to do that. So they had been somehow they found it, and they started to map it, and then they blocked it. It was blocked off from the inside by sandbags, and it also had an unfinished dead end offshoot that was 500 feet past the border. So how about that? So this was the longest one they've ever found. It was 4,300 feet. And like I said, the plumbing, the whole thing, I mean, they were moving. They were moving drugs. There's no question through this. I mean, drugs are worth more than the people that they would possibly smuggle in and out. So it had to be about that. And that's why it was a souped up deal. And I don't know, will they catch anyone in the middle of this, a rat in the middle of the tunnel? Doubtful now, because everybody knows about the tunnel, but, you know, who knows? Bottom line, it is interesting. And they've had so many tunnels for so long. And that really is the area. Absolutely. 100%. That's where they go. Because there's something about how they can get out of an industrial area in Tijuana and into San Diego. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Joe. Hey, Kate, I listen to you all the time on KVOI in Tucson. I love it when you give the shout-out to the desert. I hope to see you there soon. Sounds like you spent some time in Arizona, our fine state. How about Lamar Alexander saying he's going to oppose calling witnesses? Are you surprised? No, I mean, this crucial vote is on Friday, and you got Susan Collins and others, I already mentioned this, who are jumping out of it, Mitt Romney and now Lamar Alexander. I don't think they're going to have witnesses, and then that would mean they move on basically from impeachment in this trial, and then we're on to the State of the Union. Stay with us. Man Cave next.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news. For the first time in 50 years, the Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl in Miami. Final score 31-20 over San Francisco. And it's head coach Andy Reid's 222nd career win and his first Super Bowl win. The president's pre-Super Bowl interview. President Trump sitting down with Sean Hannity on Fox, discussing a host of topics, including impeachment and his Democratic rivals.
It's been such, I use the word witch hunt, I use the word hoax. I see the hatred, I see the, well, they don't care about fairness, they don't care about lying. You look at the lies, you look at the reports that were done that were so false.
There is an eighth confirmed case of the coronavirus here in the United States, a male college student in Massachusetts. More than 14,000 cases worldwide, more than 300 people have died in China. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
Sweet. We get the idea. Yeah. We are in the man cave / whoa man cave. And what are we talking about? What are we going to eat for the Super Bowl? What kind of snacks are we getting? Oh, especially me. It's very hard for me for the first time in a long time because I am getting in really, really good shape. I am. I mean, I actually think I have calf muscles, which is so shocking, from running / walking. I got super serious, super serious in November. And it doesn't mean I can't, you know, have a sub or because it's a whole lifestyle thing. But I certainly can't go crazy hog wild like most people do on the Super Bowl. Give me some more of that dip. How about some more of that cheese? And, you know, you just go from there and it's worse than Thanksgiving. It's like Thanksgiving times 10, only worse food. You know, there's no greens. Unless you go to a healthy Super Bowl party, I suppose. But if for most people, it's like the number one time pizzas are sold. It's a ridiculous amount of pizzas that are delivered during the Super Bowl because it's like a national holiday in the United States. But even outside of the United States, people are really, really curious about it. And one of the big things is, and I mentioned it briefly, is the Super Bowl commercials because it gets talked about. It's a thing. And it's been a thing for a long time. And so a lot of companies realize it's a good launching pad for a new product. It can get some eyeballs by doing something clever and ultimately a branding kind of thing. And they pay a lot of money for those 30-second spots. Each year they go up. It's almost at $6 million. So we pulled a couple of them. And now this is radio, my favorite medium. But you will be seeing the video naturally. And two of them I really like, and one is but we put it in the mix for a reason. But there's so many spots, and I think the one may end up being one of the best ones, but I would say the other two would be maybe somewhere in the middle, maybe not even, because they all get rated afterwards. So let's go to the Super Bowl commercials. There's three of them, and here is the first one. Roll it, Eric.
Come out, come out, wherever you are. I've got new Mountain Dew Zero Sugar with the same refreshing taste as the original,
but without any of the sugar.
Here's Mountain Dew Zero.
I am thirsty.
Huh?
Zero sugar.
Go. So The Shining, that is a reference to The Shining, the spot. And of course, Jack Nicholson was the lead character, Jack Torrance, in The Shining. This movie was from 1980. And if you don't know anything about it, he was the caretaker of a huge hotel in Colorado, and he was hoping to cure his writer's block. He went there with his wife, Wendy, played by Shelley Duvall, and his son, Danny, and he had these psychic premonitions. He was plagued by them, and it was really crazy, scary. It was a psychological horror show, basically. So in the commercial, it's a spoof of that, and Bryan Cranston plays Jack, and it's so, so cleverly done. Eric, you saw it. I would give it, honestly, I would, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it like a 9. What would you say?
I would give it a 10.
You'd give it a 10. Why? Because it's funny and it's the throwback to The Shining. What if people didn't see The Shining?
They'd need to see The Shining.
But maybe it still would be clever to them because it's well acted.
Yeah, if you like Bryan Cranston, for sure. It's just, I think it's funny, and it's really well produced, so, and I actually read the book before I saw the movie, and I loved the book, so, I don't know.
Oh yeah, the book, are you kidding, the book was good. That was vintage, what, Stephen King?
Yep.
Yeah, oh, he's so good. If you aren't scared by at least one book that he's written, you have no blood in your body. You have ice in your veins, as they say. Because I can stand horror, not slasher, because I don't care about slasher, but psychological thrillers and stuff. But his books, they can really take me right to the edge. I mean, he knows how to turn a phrase like nobody's business, especially when it comes to that genre. So the whole idea here is, Eric, that the Mountain Dew has zero sugar.
Yeah, so I guess he's mad about that.
Give me my sugar back.
I don't know. It's funny, though.
It is. It's funny. And Tracy Ellis Ross is in it, too. She's the mother on Blackish, and she's Diana Ross's, by the way, daughter. And I think she does a really fine job, too, acting this little spot out. It was clever. They were perfect for this. All right, so here's our next one. People remember that Betty White really was clever in the Snickers commercials that they did. Gosh, I want to say now, it's been over a decade ago. But this is a different kind of Snickers spot, and here it is.
Grown men ride scooters. Everyone's texting dirty pics.
Baby's named after produce.
Hi, Carol.
Robocalls up in the mix.
The world is out of sorts. We need to fix it quicker. We're gonna fix the world by feeding it Snickers.
So we're feeding the world a Snickers.
keeps getting reinvented.
Autocorrect is so demented.
Politics just makes us sick. Ew, yeah.
The surveillance state's got brand new tricks.
No, we don't. Seriously.
We're not fine.
The world is out of control. The world is out of
It's working.
All right, so it's so interesting because in this spot, it is this big hole, and they're calling it the Snickers hole is working, and people come from all over. It kind of, you know, out of all these corners of the world, it kind of reminded me of a long, an old commercial. I mean, I think I was even a kid when this commercial came out. I barely remember it. I had to look it up, but it was Buy the World a Coke. I like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. It, with the way the people gathered, it was sort of like that, and I don't know. I think it was pretty clever. I would give it at least a 7. Eric, what do you think?
I honestly don't really care for that one.
You don't like it?
I just don't care. I don't even care to rate it, to be honest.
All right, so not good. So you say it's not good. I gave it, what did I say, like a 7 because it goes back to the whole Coke thing. I don't know. It's definitely not clever like the football thing with Betty White and the hanger idea, which I thought they really worked that pretty well, and maybe they were trying to get away from that. So Snickers gets a thumbs down from you and a medium thumb from me. And then we move on to, of course, more food, because it's always food and cars and technology, etc. So this one is Pop-Tarts. Check it out.
Are you tired of pretzels not being Pop-Tarts toaster pastries? Are you struggling to snack? Pop-Tarts fix that for you. From ho-hum to so yum. Pop-Tarts pretzel is the perfect combo of sweet and salty, filled with cinnamony sugar, all in a revolutionary toaster-ready shape. It's a pretzel, but better, because it's from Pop-Tarts. Let them change your life.
All right, flat out, thumbs down. This product is going to be hard for people to make the transition to anyway. And debuting it in that way on the Super Bowl, I think it really missed the mark. What do you think, Eric?
I don't care about that one either.
Yeah, if you're going to get a pretzel, you're going to an old standby. There's so many great pretzel makers that I don't think you're going to a Pop-Tart pretzel.
Yeah, I'd rather have a real pretzel.
Real pretzel, exactly, than what they're offering. So I think that product is going to have a hard time. They were trying somehow, I don't know, maybe they got together and, you know, there's pressure to make something new, and somebody says, let's do a pretzel. So my prediction is it's going to tank. Not just the commercial, but that product is going to tank. Yep, absolutely. So anyway, commercials are a big deal. This will be talked about. We'll tell you how the ads fared. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.
Will you be watching the Super Bowl on Sunday?
No, I gotta work.
I gotta work. Make them get you a TV, for goodness sake, in the mothership. Can they not get you a television so you can watch it?
I'll ask for a couch before I ask for a TV, and I don't think they'll get us that either.
Oh, you need a couch, because here's what happens. Then you can take a break, bring in a blanket, and take a nap.
Nap.
Naps are good. All right, so I don't think anyone will be napping during the Super Bowl. 49ers and the Chiefs. You know, the line is Kansas City 1.5. We did our nail the score thing. Everybody picked Kansas City except for me. It's almost like it's a miracle if the 49ers win this. I don't know. I think it's going to be a close game. I really do. I think it lives up to what the odds makers have pegged it at. And it could be the kind of the edge of your seat watch. I hope it is. I hope it's not a blowout. I hope it isn't. Stay with us.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice.
All right, some of you actually said you wanted, you know, you like the fact that we take some breaks from the politics of it all. We know that at this point, it doesn't look like, we'll see, that there's going to actually be an upvote for witnesses on the whole impeachment trial. The Republicans have the numbers, so it could be, you know, boom, boom, wash our hands, we're done, and that's it, and we bounce into the next week, but it remains to be seen. So, in the meantime, besides football, we always have new movies that come out every single weekend. The problem is a lot of great movies have already come out, and they're there. Some of them are up for Oscars, like 1917. I want to see that movie, and I understand it's incredible. Sam Mendes, who directed, is up for Best Director. Then there is the Star Wars movies. If you're part of the Star Wars fan club, you might go and see the last one. I thought it was okay. But a lot of the good movies have frankly already been released. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That came out a couple months ago. And I'll recommend, if you don't care about subtitles, I got a recommendation for you, but now you can stream it. This movie is really clever. It's called Parasite, and it's all subtitles. It's a Korean movie, and my brother kept saying, you have to see it, you have to see it, and I thought, oh, geez, you know, I've got to be staring at it the whole time. You mean I can't multitask? No, see it, see it. Really good. Like A++++. So with that in mind, I didn't think there was anything great that was coming out. Like Gretel and Hansel, the thriller. Doolittle's tanking. Bad Boys for Life. I like both of the actors, but so I'm going to say, especially Will Smith, I'm going to say there's a couple of movies that are coming up months from now that I decided would be more fun for you to hear little snippets of. Thank you, Hollywood. I'm promoting some movies for you way ahead of time because I've been at a few movies where they actually have been promoed, except for the one, and I thought they looked really good. So the first thing is Gal Gadot. Every man like is crazy about her, and every woman wants to be her. She is the new Wonder Woman. She took over the mantle from Linda Carter. So there's another Wonder Woman coming out, and this time Patty Jenkins, the director, decided, okay, with this movie we should go back. So let's go back in time, and it made sense, and I think it looks really good. It's called Wonder Woman 1984. Take a listen.
My life hasn't been what you probably think it has. We all have our struggles.
Have you ever been in love?
A long, long time ago. You?
So many times, yeah. All the time.
Welcome to the future. Life is good, but it can be better. So why shouldn't it be? All you need is to want. Think about finally having everything you always wanted.
I can save today, but you can save the world.
Now, I take what I want in return.
Everyone will see.
You know what you need to do.
Nothing good is born from life. And greatness is not what you think. That's just a trash can.
It's just a trash can.
Yeah.
So you heard Chris Pine's voice there, Steve Trevor. He was her love interest in one of the movies, Gal Gadot, as I mentioned, Wonder Woman. Kristen Wiig, very funny, and looks like she has a pretty decent part in this. Robin Wright is also in it. Pedro Pascal is also one of the stars of this. And I predict it's going to blow out the box office. It was supposed to come out in November, but they had to tinker with it. It was something else that was going going on. So instead, it comes out in June of 2020. They didn't want to rush the pre-production, that whole kind of thing. So, yay, it's something to look forward to. All right, this I'm really looking forward to as well. Tom Cruise and Top Gun made a lot of people want to join the Navy or be a part of the Top Gun, very difficult program to get in. I had a cousin who was in Top Gun, and I went to his wedding in Annapolis. It was incredible. And anyway, I love this original movie a zillion years ago. So here is Top Gun 30 years later, coming out in June.
Your instructor is one of the finest pilots this program has ever produced. His exploits are legendary. What he has to teach you may very well mean the difference between life and death.
Your reputation precedes you.
I have to admit, I wasn't expecting an invitation back.
They're called orders, Maverick.
Came out in 1986, so isn't this interesting, the new one, all these years later, and apparently the stunts in it are incredible. Tom Cruise, you can hear his voice, he's part of this cast, of course he is, because he would be the main star. Miles Teller, a clever young actor, also in this one. I think it's going to do really well. I mean, the original one, box office take, $356.8 million. I'm predicting it's going to do well. Anyway, something to look forward to in June. In the meantime, you can stream a whole bunch of other movies, including Parasite that I mentioned. If you don't mind subtitles, it's excellent. Thanks to all of you for indulging me and listening to this show. You can always hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.